Welcome to The Hot Slice. This is the podcast by Pizza Today Magazine. I am one of your hosts, Denise Greer, executive editor. And joining me is editor-in-chief Jeremy White.
Hey.
And creative director Josh Cowan.
Hello, hello.
Hello. All right, so we have some excitement happening on the podcast for the next several podcasts because we were at Pizza Expo and we literally pulled operators off the floor to come to our studio and talk to us on the podcast in these, we're just calling them kind of mini sessions. What do you think of being able to do that on the show floor, pull people off to interview?
I mean, it was wild. We had a perch, right, Josh? We had this little glass house.
Overlooking all of Pizza Expo. It was a nice little backdrop.
Yeah, we like, there's our people down below. We're up here with the bird's eye view. And we could, it was kind of cool because we'd be like, oh, wow, there's Ali over there. Let's go grab him. Or, you know, there's so-and-so. Let's go. And we literally would just grab people and be like, hey, come upstairs and hit an interview with us. It was really, really cool and a lot of fun.
And what I loved about it is when people came up, like they loved being up there. They were like taking photos and videos of the show floor and the, you know, we had a great view of the competition area and it was just lively and packed the whole time. So it was really fun to be up there with folks and get to see the show floor from that perspective.
I just thought it was incredibly cool. And I think it's definitely going to be something we have at every show going forward. It's a great way to, you know, to some operators, you know, just, we just don't see or hear from a lot. So if we see them at the show, we're like, there we go. Let's grab so-and-so. So it's a great opportunity, to get some face-to-face time, actual face-to-face and not on a Zoom, with the operator. And it's definitely something we should do every show.
Yeah. Now, before we hop into talking about who the first two guests are that we interviewed, I just want to mention to our listeners that we also want to know what your Pizza Expo experience was like. You know, we were coming off a 30-month, lapse from Expo. So I really am curious about, you know, your experience with Expo and what you felt and what you saw. So make sure you reach out to us on social, you know, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, send me an email, dgreer@pizzatoday.com. And we'd love to hear from you. Yeah. All right. So let's get into talking about the first two guests. The first guest we know really well because, he's been our Young Entrepreneur of the Year.
He was our first guest on the Hot Slice. Very first guest on the Hot Slice.
He was our first guest on the Hot Slice. Yep. So we brought on Sammy Mandel, Molly Mandel, and Phil Bossert from Greenville Avenue Pizza Company there in Dallas, Texas. And they got a lot to say because they are moving and shaking right now.
Yeah, they are one of the most well-oiled machines in the country when it comes to independently run pizza operations. They just know their stuff. They've got it down to a science. They are really, really good at what they do. They're really astute. And every time we talk to them, I feel like we, A, get inspired, and B, learn something new.
Yeah, on the creative end, I love them because Sammy went out and he hired a creative director, Phil, and to do all the creativity. And it's feels just an amazing what he does at Greenville. And they're just always awesome to talk to.
Yeah, they certainly are. And they still brought us nuggets of knowledge during this interview. And I think you'll like hearing from the team at Gapco, because that's the way they go by down there in Texas. So so let's listen in on the folks at Gapco.
Every pizza you serve makes an impression. Make each one count with Baccio Exceptional Italian Pizza Cheese. With a kiss of buffalo milk, velvety melt, extraordinary stretch, no over-browning, and superb reheat, Baccio is the unparalleled performer designed to consistently impress. And only Baccio offers the Gold Club Rewards program, which provides monthly cash back and exclusive marketing support. Schedule a demonstration at bacciocheese.com/hotslice and discover how Baccio Exceptional Italian Pizza Cheese creates pizzas that impress.
All right, so how many shows have you guys done? How many is this for you?
This is number 8 that Greenville Avenue Pizza Company has attended.
Wow.
Yeah.
8 shows, that's pretty good. Now, because you guys are kind of in a growth mode, right? So what have you found at Expo as far as, you know, that's going to help you get to that next place you're looking for?
Well, I mean, with everything we learn at Pizza Expo, I mean, it is what has allowed us to kind of get in growth mode, I feel. I mean, it is nothing but twists and turns every single year.
Yeah.
But really just being able to attend the seminars and really just consult with other people that are also growing. I think that's probably the biggest thing right now. When we first were attending Pizza Expo prior to growth mode, it was learning all of the tricks to being successful. Now that we are growing and, you know, again, we are successful at this point, now it's really trying to talk and listen to people to kind of see the best ways to maneuver growth. And so I think the best thing right now for us is communicating with people that are also growing and then hearing some of those challenges and those pains. And that's really the best part about it right now.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I think about, you know, the employee shortage and, you know, the staffing issues that everyone's having. And I know you guys were feeling that pain, and it seems like you got really creative, you know, you put on your creative hats to try to, you know, fill that void. You know, tell me some of the things that you really implemented to, you know, to beef up your staff so you could go here.
Yeah, I mean, seriously. Yeah, no, a lot of like what we do in relation to a lot of our creative material and marketing is to try to bring staff on. So whether that's images of the pizza slayer and people being validated becoming pizza slayers, we hope that imagery goes out there through our blasting of social media posts.
Yeah.
And people say, man, I want to be a pizza slayer. I want to work at Green Block Pizza Company. And I mean, I'll let Phil and Molly kind of communicate anything that they feel.
A lot of it for us was creating that, showing that culture we have, the happiness, the teamwork, the people, something people want to be a part of. And then another thing he added was he did the signing bonus for new employees, you know,
yeah,
recently.
That's true, man.
Which was huge. You know, a lot of people have now started doing that as well, but I think we were one of the early adopters of that.
Yeah.
And so we gave $200 after 6 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, and I mean, it makes people really happy. I mean, a lot.
Yeah. Now, what about your current staff? How'd you keep them, you know, keep them packed with the passion and keep them motivated to stay when they're seeing so much, you know, fluctuation between all their friends that are working, you know, what was some of the keys with them?
Yeah. I mean, so we definitely did pay increases. I mean, so a lot of our staff makes more now. Definitely say we're paying more for staff than we ever have. So there's definitely the financial component. We also did recently roll our hours back a little bit, cutting 8 hours out of one store and 11 hours out of another.
Yeah.
You know, look, we were still busy during those hours. And I think one of the biggest challenges right now that we currently face, you know, in Green Block and Pizza Company is that we have just managed to build a very good loyal following, and that following has stayed so consistent with us that it's gotten to a point where we didn't close those hours because we weren't making money. We closed those hours because the staff is just tired.
Yeah.
And since COVID, a lot of our sales fluctuation, it changed. I mean, so now we our dinners are busier, you know? And so because it has such a strain, you know, we were able to kind of say, you know what? We're making enough money here during dinner. We want our staff to be able to get some rest.
Mm-hmm.
And so we kind of tailored those hours back to just really kind of say, hey guys, we're giving this back to like, want you guys to just get more rest, have more quality of life. And that's really the other big piece we're doing. You guys think of anything else that we're just...
Oh, every time I'm in the store, I always thank them, show them how much appreciative we are for what they're doing, and ask them, hey, what do you need from me? How can I help you? What do you need to make your life easier? How can I step in and fill a void that you're struggling with right now? I can't really go out there and make pizza for them, but I can help them in many other ways. So whatever, I'm like, what do you need? Like,
yeah.
Oh, I need this. Oh, we got a lot of police coming. I need this. I need that. So I make sure they have those things for new hires and new recruits and whatnot.
We're also planning an employee day out, you know, soon.
Oh, nice.
With some of our top performers.
Any sneak peek of what you're going to do?
We're renting a boat. And
oh, wow.
Yeah, and we're renting a boat. We're taking them all out.
Pizza today invited or what?
Come on out.
But, you know, I mean, I think what we're going to probably see over the next 6 months is like our goal is to really try to do more employee appreciation events like that and really, really, really scratch the back of those that are the high performers.
Gotcha. You know, I think about, you know, I've been to Greenville Elementary Pizza Company. I've been to both shops. I know what they look like. I know,
yeah.
You know, I've heard your story. I know in depth what you guys have going, and I think you have something amazing going. Your flagship store on Greenville Avenue,
mm-hmm.
In that district, it's, you know, it's one of those places that's really known as the place to be, right, in Dallas. So how has that changed in, I mean, I want to say post-COVID, but unfortunately we're not post-COVID.
Right.
So, you know, where is it at as far as, you know, I think a lot of other operators are dealing with being in an entertainment district and not knowing how to move forward when the entertainment component isn't as likely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, definitely being in that entertainment district, I mean, having bars around us, you know,
mm-hmm.
the bars hours are changed. Mm-hmm. And again, and that's, it's really weird. Like I said, we've been in business for 14 years.
Yeah.
We have an amazing following and a dedicated clientele, or fans, as we like to call them. And, you know, the bars not being open and being in that entertainment district, people still have been coming to Gapco. They will drive over there at 3 a.m.
Yeah.
in the morning to get pizza, and we appreciate it and love it so much.
Yeah.
But I will tell you though that I think it's part of that also fuels these changes.
Mm-hmm.
And again, coming here to Pizza Expo, I've already connected with a couple other owners that literally it is like exactly what
yeah.
we're going through.
Yeah.
And I think it's if you'd asked me a year ago if I was going to trim hours back, I would look at you like you're absolutely crazy.
Yeah, I agree with you.
But now in the world of COVID,
yeah.
I'm like, it's no longer crazy to think of this kind of stuff. And I think that, you know, as an entrepreneur, having to make these modifications and changes, I mean, it's like nothing that I would have ever experienced. And the fact that, like you said, when you focus on the entertainment district side of it, the fact that even like the bars, the concert venues, like everything is so different. So
yeah.
it's just changing with it. And I think it's a struggle.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, I know you probably don't want to give up too much information on, I mean, you are in growth mode. You've got a new store that you're in the process on, but it's not close to your other stores, right? I mean, it's a little further away from your flagship. You know, what's it going to be like going to the third and being able to maintain quality and just being able to operate those the three units together?
Yeah, I mean, it is definitely it is going to be a challenge. I mean, you know, I'm somebody that definitely wants to make sure that first impression is good. And I want to make sure that we're staffed and trained and ready. And I'm kind of under the owner mindset of, I'm not going to force myself to open. I'm going to open when I feel like we're ready.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, I am going to have to get it open. I can't just let it sit there. But, yeah, I mean, Phil, how many miles away is it?
It's 10 or 15 miles, 20 minutes.
Oh, okay.
It's not far.
Yeah.
Up
20 minutes.
The highway. It's
yeah.
really close. It's the next natural evolution of where we should go.
Yeah.
So it works
yeah.
out well for us.
And will each be operated individually, or are you doing some commissary out of one unit on some things, or are you going to try to be solely single?
We're thinking of doing, because this restaurant is 3,700 square feet,
mm-hmm.
and our other two are 1,500 and 1,000.
Whole different beast.
And it will have a full bar.
Yeah, very different.
We are really doubling down on the experience. You know, we went from 1,500 square feet, where we were able to give a little bit of that experience, and then we went to a smaller footprint, where
yeah.
that experience that we wanted, we just didn't realize how hard it was going to be able to give that at 1,000 square feet. So now we're in 3,700 square feet. So the whole idea is really, how do we give a true Pizza Slayer Gapco experience?
Mm-hmm.
And we are doing everything we can to make that happen. But because of the larger space, we are going to potentially see if there's some commissary abilities, especially with our sauce.
Yeah.
90%, 95%
yeah.
of everything we do is from scratch.
Yeah.
The only things we don't make are cheesecake and blue cheese. Everything else from scratch. And so if we can get some of our sauces made out of there, we're going to try to do it.
That's awesome. And I know, you know what? I still dream about that chicken sandwich. I don't know why that chicken. Now that was before the chicken sandwich craze.
I know.
Your pizza is amazing.
That.
I love your pizza.
Yeah.
That chicken sandwich, I had never had a chicken sandwich at a pizzeria before.
Yeah.
And I'm just telling you, if y'all had a chicken sandwich, they're just one of the most dynamite that I've had.
Well,
the pizza crack.
Yeah, it is. Tiny bit of pizza crack left. Not very much.
We got a bottle for you.
All right. Well, thanks so much for giving us just a little insight into what's happening at Gapco, and I wish you all the best with that next location. And we just can't wait to keep following you like we have been, because you guys are rocking it.
Yeah. Thank you, Denise, and thank you to you and all of the Pizza Today family. We appreciate it. We always tell people, and we said it in our last class, that it wasn't for coming here, we don't know where we'd be, and we really attribute a lot of where we are through coming and visiting Pizza Expo.
Oh, you know, I was going to ask you one last question
about
the class.
Okay.
What, you said that people were asking a lot more questions in that class. What kinds of things were they looking for? What did they really need help with? First, tell them what your class was.
Oh, so the class name is How to Sculpt a Creative Message, which
pretty broad.
Yeah, which is really hard to teach somebody to do that anyways. But a lot of them are just trying to figure out what we do and how what we succeed with. And I think the biggest one that caught everybody off guard was that we don't do TikTok. It's not because we don't want to. It's because we don't think we can do it right.
Yeah.
And we believe if you can't do it right, don't do it. And that's across the board in everything we do. And then they want to know, the big thing we also talk about is consistency and how we stay consistent with our message and how we post and everything. So we just told them, hey, learn your analytics, use your data, learn how to use it, and then be consistent with your message.
Yeah.
And there you go. You got your pointers right here.
Yeah.
Right here on the Hot Slides podcast. All right. Well, that is now all the questions.
Yes.
Thank you for having us.
All right.
And, it was a great year, and thank you guys for making it happen through a pandemic.
So, up next is Ollie Heider, and he owns 786 Wood-Fired Pizza there in Sun Valley, California. And the thing I'll tell you about Ollie, he is one of the most positive guys you will ever meet in the industry. He just brings the energy to anything he does. I love listening to him because he has so much motivation out there for our industry.
When we originally had Ollie on the podcast, I think it was late 2020, maybe early 2021. Mm-hmm. It was in a spot like when everybody was really, really down. And he just really brought the positivity. And it was exactly what I needed to hear at that point. I mean, I walked out of that podcast like, yes, let's go. Let's run through a wall. So he's always bringing it, and just a beautiful pizza maker as well. I mean, his pizzas are absolutely beautiful.
Beautiful human being, beautiful soul. There's always a smile on his face. He's always uplifting with all of his messaging. And that really shone through when we sit down and spoke to him. He was just a ball of sunshine.
Absolutely. All right. Well, let's go right into talking with Ollie Heider.
Performance Food Service is proud to deliver high-quality products, innovative technology, and custom operational solutions to restaurants of all sizes across the country. The flagship division of Performance Food Group, with deep roots in the restaurant industry, Performance Food Service has been the exclusive distributor of the Roma family of brands for more than 65 years. This signature relationship has allowed Performance Food Service to become a leader in the pizza and Italian segment of food service nationwide.
Hey there, welcome to The Hot Slice, the weekly podcast brought to you by Pizza Today Magazine. I'm your host, Jeremy White, Editor-in-Chief of Pizza Today. I am joined today by a fantastic guest that I literally just grabbed on the Pizza Expo show floor. We are currently broadcasting right above the Pizza Expo show floor. Mr. Ollie Heider from 786.
Absolutely.
That's right. A blessed number.
Absolutely.
That's a blessed number.
Yeah. It literally means may God shower blessings upon you.
May God shower blessings upon you.
That's it. And it's considered one of the luckiest numbers, and I attest to that.
What a beautiful, beautiful phrase that is. And, I assume 786 was perhaps the cooking temperature of your pizza.
Uh, I'm perfectly fine with that. That's what people want to say. And in fact, when I was studying back in Italy, the learning craft, and I came back, they're like, oh, so then my team would be like, what is the perfect temperature? But they didn't understand. Like, oh, man, you know what? All right, go with 786, because it has to be between 750 to about 800. Yeah. I said, you want 780? That's a weird number. I said, for you, it is. Wait until the magic happens.
Wow.
So, yeah, so that's my easy answer.
Yeah.
But in reality, 786 literally means a major God shower blessings upon you. Right? If you say, because you're a blessing, but you don't even know, that's what's up.
What a beautiful phrase. Wow. Now, you're located in California, and
yes.
You have, how many restaurants do you have at the moment?
Two.
You have two. You just opened a second one.
The second one is about a year and a half, yes.
A year and a half ago. And we were talking a moment ago, and you shared with me something that I didn't know, and I'm kind of embarrassed that I didn't know it, actually. But you're the highest rated pizzeria in the United States on Yelp. Is that
correct? Yeah, that's correct. So I get these emails from Yelp congratulating me. Yelp people say, oh yeah, they keep on asking for money. They do that too. But besides that, they also send plaques and stuff that, oh yeah, you are the congratulations. You're the highest rated halal restaurant in the entire nation ever.
Halal restaurant.
Halal, because I'm halal ever. The difference between us and the number two halal place is about 1,700 reviews. and then the highest rated pizzeria, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the top five restaurant, if you want to put it in restaurant category, highest rated restaurant. That
wow.
means it's open to all with like the whole shebang. I don't even serve desserts. So I just pizza. So if you take this, the top five in the entire nation.
Wow, so number one pizzeria.
All five stars, yeah.
And top five in all restaurants.
Yeah.
And that is because of the number of five star ratings that you receive from customers who dine at 786.
Yeah.
How does that happen? I mean, I know how it happens is you serve a great product, great ambiance, and you connect with your customers. But you know what? A lot of pizzeria owners across the country do that, right?
Absolutely. Yes.
How did you get to that spot?
When I first started, my vision was if I want to do something, right? And this was new. So it has to be way beyond the value I wanted to give people walking in. I was just gratitude. I was just very happy for them to even show up.
Mm-hmm.
And I was once I was past that phrase that I was surprised they actually gave me for my food. Yeah. And then it started happening. No, because they could spend their hard and $20 anywhere. So if they're coming to us, my psychology was, hey, we definitely feel like grateful for them to come and support us, the patrons and you know the customers. But we never tell them that.
Mm-hmm.
And sadly, I felt for us in a society. Thanking people, you know, unless until it's for a big reason. People don't want to do that. So I wanted to flip the game. So I said, no, they're already coming in. They haven't even tried my food yet. And I want to thank them first. So I literally, as soon as they walk in, say, thank you so much for coming in and supporting us. They're like, what? Really? Yeah. And they come on in. And then once they try slightly also, before I even get to the food, they should fall in love with us. So what can I do? So I'm not giving them anything free. If God has given us a beautiful language, you know, communication. If we can make them feel better about themselves just by walking in, so there's nothing to lose, which is, all these are facts. You cannot just make this up, right? In other words, you cannot fake it. No, it has to be true, genuine, coming from your heart, which is true, you know? If a kid says, oh, mom, I want to eat a pizza, and the mom can go to any place, she can go to Little Caesars and spend $5. Why are they coming to us? Because we're gourmet, right? Definitely high quality and all the good stuff. But the mom decided to come to us. That means there's something going on, right? God wants to support us, so just give her the gratitude. She's like, what, really? Oh my God, I just came for my kid. But you know what? Let me take two more pizzas for lunch too.
Yeah.
There you go. So it happens. And once that, the ideas I was telling you is the feeling is everything, which people forget. It's
yeah.
not only how you feel, how you make the other person feel. Feeling lasts longer. So that's the game.
That's exactly what you said to me as we were talking a moment ago. The human connection
yeah.
to make someone feel valued.
Yes.
To express your gratitude. And isn't that really a simple thing and a very simple thing that we're taught as children, and then we kind of lose that as we get older at times? And it's not difficult at all to smile and say thank you for coming
yeah.
into my restaurant. That takes no energy, no effort, costs you nothing.
True.
It's a very easy thing to do.
Very easy.
But most people don't do that, do they?
And then sadly also people think like, oh, what's good for you? Why are you thanking me so much? You know, what's the catch? So it's happened so bad that that's what people assume. But but somebody has to start it, right? Somebody
yeah.
has to kind of reset everything.
Yeah.
And I said, well, might as well, I had nothing to lose, right? So it was a little place when I started. I had nothing to lose. So I'm like, you know what? That's what I'm going to do. Especially with everything supporting me with the name and everything. So I said, all right, if anybody has to do it, it's going to be me.
Yeah.
And I start from there and then spread the word and people come in. People come in just for that. They'll be like, oh my God, my friends told me besides that they couldn't make up their mind if the pizzas were better or they haul your hospitality.
Wow.
So and that really touches my heart. That's what's up.
And do you ask your customers for reviews? Are there QR codes on the table, or are your servers trained to say, hey, if we did well today, we would love if you could take a moment of your day to go on Yelp and leave us a 5-star review. Do you do any of that?
Or is this just
organically generated?
Organically. The idea behind that is I get that question a lot, right? People are like, well, yeah, would you give them something free? Yeah.
Right. Do you have a $5 coupon?
My mind. Is the opposite of halal is haram. Haram means forbidden. All right.
Okay.
So if I'm very pure to my heart, if I'm gonna serve something which is ready, I have to be honest to myself, right? So if I'm doing that, right, legit, so I cannot do that. It's just on my game. So otherwise it won't work. You know how people say like a miracle would happen if there's some glitch in there. So I said, nah, I cannot do that. So what I do is I do provide high enough value which blows their mind away. That now check this out. They feel guilty that if they don't go and spread the word for us, they feel like, oh my God, they feel so pumped that after eating or experiencing what they have with us, it's an experience we are serving. So they go out and I have to tell my friends. And with God's blessing, 80% of the times people come into us, hey, I'm gonna see you next week. Head away. And right before they leave, they come in, oh yeah, see you next week. And don't take my word for it. Open up the reviews and check it out. The last couple of lines, they said, oh yeah, I can't wait to come back.
Yeah.
And that for me is like $1 million work because that's it. That's the idea. Once they come back, done. And 3-4 times they become our pizza addict. So I give you my card, it says for pizza addicts only. People say, oh, I'm not an addict yet. Wait until you try it.
Wait till you try it.
That's it.
So you know, I'm going to make an assumption here that based on everything you just said, I'm going to assume that you probably also do a pretty good job of showing some gratitude to your staff and your employees.
Yes.
As you know, there's a labor shortage in the United States, and it's hard to get a fully staffed restaurant. Are you experiencing any staffing issues, and how are you addressing that, and how are you showing gratitude to your staff and your employees so that they continue to come perform the job every day?
Yeah. When the COVID happened, with everybody went through the same hurdle, I would say. There are no problems, it's just situations, right? So the idea with me was the treatment when they come first joined us, mm-hmm. right? Because I wasn't trained. So if I feel like, hey, if I can train myself and I can do this, so I'm not looking for people who are trained. In fact, I am looking for people who do not know anything about pizza or ever worked in a restaurant, so I can guide them the way I want them to know.
Easier to mold.
Very easy to mold. So compared to, you know, somebody.
So you have their own ideas and assumptions.
Yeah,
and
that's how I did it there. So it should work. Why is it not working now?
Right.
Once that happens, and then it's again the same idea behind that. Not only for the customers walking in, it's even for your family, even for my team. So it's the feeling. It's I cannot express this because once they feel comfortable, they feel like, I'm not working here. This is not my job. This is my place.
Mm-hmm.
This is me. So, and that's when they call me and say, hey, chef, you know what, this lady, this happened, blah, blah, blah. And I gave her two pizzas. I said, okay, so you feel better about that? Was that the right decision? Like, what, you know how we say, what would Jesus do? So
yeah.
What would Ali do? If that's what he's like, yeah, that's what Ali would do. So that's what I did. I said, excellent. You have the power to do that. Where else you can find that, right? So like, yeah. So just the freedom of having the ownership and the feeling of that this is theirs. Because not only just by words, when they have an issue, right, before they go up to their own personal family, even personal issues, they come up to me.
Wow.
And that's when I feel, okay, this is success. Because if they're coming up to me, they feel, take me as a big brother, as a mentor, as somebody they're close to,
mm-hmm.
even though I'm not there all the time.
Mm-hmm.
They feel like, nah, he's a problem solver, like this, boom. And with the blessing, been doing this so long, literally in 5 minutes, I give them 3 options.
Yeah.
Choose one, that's your best solution. They're like, huh, I didn't even know that exists. You know? So situation, like not only financial issues which they will face, like we all faced,
sure.
but grow. And my focus is always with them. I tell them, hey, I'm not only gonna make you a champion pizza maker, I'm gonna make champion you. You're a champion in life. If you're not ready to improve yourself as being a better quality life, then sorry, you're the wrong place. I cannot help you. You have to spend quality time with your family. Just working, you know, like 70 hours, that doesn't work. you have to work perfect hours, provide perfect value, right? And the rest of the time, you know, you have to spend with your family.
Yeah.
So when you start getting calls and hugs on the street of your employees and parents, that means you're doing something good.
Oh,
like my son never took me, forget about taking me to Mother's Day lunch. He never even wished me, you know, but now he does.
Wow.
Yeah, and then how does that happen? The idea is, again, quality, because yeah. Then they realize and then they want to grow. And I want to help them achieve. One of the kids in my team, he just got accepted to USC. We all celebrated USC. I'm like, dude, I didn't go to USC. What? I have a rock star in my team. That's what's up, you know?
Yeah,
so he's
cool. Hard to get into.
Yeah, he got a scholarship. I'm like, what? So
amazing.
He celebrated, and he still wants to be with us.
Amazing.
Yeah, why? The idea, because he says the feeling he gets, you know, it's
yeah.
You cannot even, it's like a therapy, you know? So you always want to be a rock star in life.
Yeah.
That's what I share with them. So I hope
I
help you answer.
Yes, it's a great answer. I love it. And we'll wrap this up. But before we do, you and I were talking about International Pizza Expo 2022. Will be coming up in about 6 months in March of 2022, right here at the Las Vegas Convention Center. We have a robust seminar program that we try to put together each year to help pizzeria owners just like yourself get the most value out of the educational sessions that are here. You're going to make your speaking debut in March. You're going to lead some seminars for us, and we're still fleshing out the topics, right?
Right.
But the sort of things we just discussed just now in this podcast are some of the issues that you'll be touching upon in your seminar and your quest to help your peers understand how they too can elevate their reviews on Yelp, how they too can show gratitude to their customers and make their customers fanatical about your brand, and almost serving as disciples of your brand in the community. Those are some of the things you're going to talk about in March, correct?
Yeah. And then why you know, people get confused with your hospitality and customer service. Customer service is something which we know people ask for. You can do it for them on the spot, right? That's beautiful. But hospitality is even before they ask, you get it done for them, you know, and then because you get them the feeling. Like, yeah, you understand.
Anticipating their needs and
yes.
Delivering them before they even know what they want.
And then they're like, oh my God, hey, I was just thinking about it. Once people say that, ka-ching, like it's they're in your back pocket. That's the inside quote we say. That's it, done. They are their floor. Forget about tasting the pizza, they're done.
Ali, I love it. You know, you have an infectious smile and infectious enthusiasm about you. And I just know that the people who sit in on your seminar next year, that's going to come across to them, and they're going to leave very invigorated after they listen to you talk.
Blessings. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you, and thanks for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely.